World War One, the start.
1914, when that Australian guy got shot dead.
Says Austrian here. Stock market crash of...
1929, October.
Yeah. Scopes trial.
1925, Tennessee.
Can you see through these?
No!
Are you sure?
Yes.
All right, okay. What happened December 7th, 1941?
Bombing of Pearl Harbor.
Yeah, right again.
Mm-hmm.
January 3rd, 1959.
Alaska becomes the 49th state.
Huh. July 6th, 1954. You should know this one, Hillary.
Don't tell me. Something about McCarthy.
No.
No. Polio vaccine.
No.
What? Tell me.
It's my birthday.
Like, I'm very sure that's gonna be on the test. Just very sure.
Right.
I'd like just a minute of your time.
Who's she?
Who are you?
Irvine. Madam Irvine. All on the second floor.
One on the third.
Ah. Not much storage, is there? Oh, not criticizing, just commenting. Let's see what we have up here.
Let's just start all over again. What do you want?
Lodging. This is an inn, isn't it?
Wait a minute. Are you the one who talked to Sue Appleton at the hotel with...
Of lodging, won't yeah. Isn't she?
Didn't she tell you that we're not open yet?
Yes, she did. And now we set the lavatories. My, what a handsome child. Yours?
Yeah.
Going to be a heartbreaker, this one. Just give him a few years.
This is Hillary.
His daughter.
Oh, well, don't you worry, child. The chest will be along any time now. Oh, and what do we have here? Well, I must say I wasn't overly impressed with the rest of it, but this is grand.
Listen, madam.
Irvine, how much for three nights?
Yeah, take a look over here. See that hole where door normally goes? All that sawdust out in the hall? That, we're not open yet. You're going to have to make other arrangements.
What about the hotel in town?
Oh, no. No, not the hotel.
Well, I don't know what to tell you.
You can tell me. How much? 3 nights. 5 rooms. And your price.
You know, Dad, I could just sweep up all this sawdust.
So, what's the story? Do we unload or don't we?
Your price, Mr. Wilson.
If you want to stay here, you're going to have to do without some of the usual amenities, all right?
Grand. Simply grand.
Okie doke. Every man for him.
Claire, Todd, I think that you'll find this is suitable. Sharon, and I believe you will be comfortable. Right over here. And, Jana, Paul, please. Reeve, you and Omari, over here.
Every man for himself.
We're here, Mr. Oscar, upstairs.
Oh, for the love of Michael.
Yeah, get you a new bulb. Ben, by the way, I'm Ben Wilson.
Spall. So, you folks, you've been on the road long?
Our tour began some time ago.
Where are you all from?
South California.
Southern California?
Not there, Mr. Oscar. Up here on the third floor.
Come on, hurry. Maybe they haven't started yet.
Does that paint my hair?
What are you doing? Just put your hair up.
So everyone will think I'm a handsome little boy. Forget
come
you,
on,
Charlie.
Come on.
Oh, no. They already started.
It's okay. It's perfect.
Perfect?
Yeah, we'll be the first ones at the reception. Come on.
Church bells they haven't rung in 10, 12 years, man.
Someone said 18. Storm yeah. Of 73.
Regardless, they got to be rusted up pretty good.
Climbed the belfry yesterday, first time. It's quite a mess I inherited.
Yeah.
No doubt. Excuse me just a second. Can I help you, miss?
Gentlemen.
Okay.
Quick.
Yeah, okay.
Come on. It's for the dollar.
You going to dance with Uncle Doug?
$20. All I got.
Thank you.
Hillary, I'm sure he's got change.
I understand you used to be a contractor.
Yeah.
Still am. Stop by for a look, Ben. Maybe what we need is someone like you. Local citizen, man good with his hands.
What if the rest of them were as good as those hands? Ben, I never expected to see you here. What are you doing drinking that skunk piss? Come on. Hey, let me trade you after the good stuff. How about 10 cases of Heineken here?
Oh, I'm all set.
Oh, that's right. I heard you had a little trouble with the hooch lately. Well, you tried your hors d'oeuvres, haven't you? Good. Oh, that cake. You gotta have a piece of that. Take some of it home with you, man. I paid for half of everything here, man. And what's mine is yours. Right? All in the family. Right there.
I didn't know you two were related.
I was married to the judge's daughter, Carol, and she's passed away.
Hey, Ellen. I'm sorry?
I'm nearly as sorry as some of you.
Thank you.
Why did you even come here?
See, I got this invitation.
You got an announcement.
Good night, Reverend.
I didn't actually see the accident myself, Reverend, but other people did. And they say...
Why don't you just leave bad enough alone?
Right. Oh, that's right. And you just leave. That's what you do best, isn't it? That girl deserves a better father, Reverend. What kind of man could run away while his wife dies? What kind of man, Ben? You tell me that, huh?
Would you just let it go? Would you just please stop?
Every day. More and more like your mother every day.
Hillary!
Ooh, Dad, did you see that?
Ooh, yeah.
Oh, and another.
Yeah,
look,
it's
look at
a meteor shower.
Wow.
Perseid or something. No. It's August. This is another one.
What's that tune?
What, the one from piano class?
The one Mom used to play. What's it called? You know. Na 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 na. I just have this picture of her sitting at the piano playing that one song.
That stuff your grandfather was saying tonight.
Oh, that. I know it's a bunch of garbage. Doesn't he want to sleep inside?
Guess not.
Should we ask him?
I don't want to wake him up. Come on.
Well, he can't sleep like that.
Well, apparently he can't. Let's go. Now, it might get kind of cold tonight, so you need a blanket or anything?
Just that.
Just that. Okay, get some sleep.
Good night.
For Elise.
Hmm?
The song your mother used to play. Bum 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 bum. For Elise.
For Elise.
I was making sure that, I just thought I smelled something. I was just making sure that...
What sort of smell, Mr. Wilson?
Smoky. Sweet kind of smoky.
Tea. Just tea.
Oh.
I know what you're thinking.
Oh, look. There it is. They used to call them kissing bridges.
Because?
Because in the old days, when kids would go out on a hayride, they'd stop under the bridge to kiss, where no one could see them.
Are you sure they call them kissing bridges? Nothing else?
5 minutes. We'll be home in 5 minutes.
Time me.
I'll get it. Thank you very much. Late again, Mr. Quish. Well, come in. Come in. Your things are all waiting for you upstairs.
Oh, yes. Good example. Mm-hmm. Post-Gothic Versailles, isn't it?
Queen Anne, actually.
Mr. Quish? Mr. Wilson, he owns this house. And he's staying here with us.
Really? How uncommon.
So nice of you to join us. And how was your ride?
My ride?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes. Thank you. Fine. My ride here was no trouble whatsoever.
Come on, Miss Wish. Come along. I'm sure that you'll want to bathe and change, and I know that Mr. Wilson would like to retire. Come on.
I know you didn't expect to work till June, but...
Oh, no bother at all.
Morning.
Morning. Why'd you sleep?
You kidding? That's the Rolls Royce of motor coaches.
Good. Great. How do you take your coffee?
Black and sassy. Huh. Oh. First up?
Yeah, I heard Stern's up there.
Supposed to do some sightseeing today.
Yeah? Where are they headed?
Oh, here, as far as I know.
Green Glen?
Yeah. Dandy little town. Must be nice if you're city types.
What city are they from?
I don't believe they mention.
Where'd you hook up with them?
Oh, about 10 miles this side of Middleton.
Huh? There isn't anything 10 miles this side of Middleton.
Which is where I found him. Just standing dead center of nowhere, bags piled upside the road.
Huh. It's a little odd.
What a beautiful day.
Hi, hello.
Good morning. Hello.
Very bright.
Good morning.
Here we are.
I believe it's open.
Oh. I heard one of them say something about the spectacle. What's that?
Spectacle? Huh? Sure wasn't festival, because there's that River Days festival over there in Galley County.
No, I don't think so. No.
Rutabaga Festival in Cloverdale.
No, this was the spectacle.
Mm. Well, I'll tell you what, I did find just a taste odd. I mean, they're supposed to be tourists, right?
Yeah.
I haven't seen one of them with a camera. Not a one.
Oh, grand morning, isn't it?
Shaping up pretty interesting.
Never seen so many thin people in one room before.
Treaty of Versailles.
1919.
Tennessee Valley Authority.
1933.
My birthday.
1954.
Don't you forget it.
It's the wrong day.
What?
It's not Sadie Hawkins Day.
Well, my kid's a genius.
Okay, good luck. I don't see the logic of replacing these bells. They're just solid bronze. They're going to outlive you and me both. The rest of this stuff, though, it's pretty bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, see? Rusted clear through. It's got to be rebuilt, all of it.
Is it something you could do?
I don't know. It's a pretty big job.
Maybe you should talk to somebody who specializes in this kind of thing.
There's one company up in Columbus. I don't even want to tell you what they charge us.
Uh-huh.
Maybe you could get started once the inn is up and running.
Well, could be summer, late summer.
Bell's been rung in 18 years.
That's a few more months.
I take this job, I don't have to fix this thing too, do I?
This is a miracle. It still works. It's a little fast, but it works.
Boy, this is a piece of engineering, this is.
I found some old newspapers up here. And there was a story about the sleigh, the horse. It's terrible how it happened. I didn't know Carolyn, of course, but I couldn't help but feel for her. We both.
It's done with, Reverend. Okay.
It seemed like the judge thought so, not the other night at the reception.
Well... And why don't you just take it up with him? Because trust me, he's the only one who wants to talk about it anymore.
No, I'm fine. Really.
Friend of yours, Ben?
No. He's just staying with us up at the inn.
That's a lateral view, Ben. No fractures, nothing unusual. Front view. See it? Huh. It doesn't show up in the lateral photo. It's that thin. And it's perfectly centered behind the optic mirrors.
What is it?
That's what I asked him.
And?
He wouldn't say. Wouldn't say a thing.
Truck's over there.
A walk? Thank you.
Dangerous habit you have walking. Besides, we still got to talk about the x-ray.
An abnormality of the photographic process, that's all it was. You needn't attach any significance to it. None whatsoever.
San Mateo County, California, 1906. Lakehurst, New Jersey, 1937. Spirit Lake, Washington, 1980.
How did you...
Funny, you know, it looks like a regular passport on the outside. But on the inside...
I'd like that back, please.
On the inside, it's got all these weird stamps. Now, first, I waste a lot of time trying to figure out why would someone need a passport to travel around inside the country?
Please, we're supposed to keep those with us at all times.
Then I got started on the dates. How could anybody have been to all those places, all those years?
Give it back.
Tell me something, Mr. Quish. What year are you from? Good. Right? Tell me this. Why the inn? Why my place?
Hey, you want it back or not? Talk to me.
I'll say one thing, Mr. Wilson, and believe me when I tell you it is more than I should say. Leave. Today. Take your family and do not come back until you're absolutely certain it is safe for you to do so.
Sue,
hi. Hi, Ben. How'd it work out with those tourists?
Fine. Have you seen Hillary? I mean, she usually waits for me over by the bike rack when I'm late.
Oh, I haven't. Sorry.
She left.
You saw her? What, she wasn't walking home, was she?
She left with some man.
Man? Some man? What man? Mr. Talbert, excuse me. Ben Wilson, somebody just said that my daughter left with some man.
Hillary?
Yeah.
I thought you knew.
Knew what?
He told me it was all arranged.
Who did?
Grandfather, the judge.
They are here, Ben. They really are. She's all right, Ben. I know that isn't very consoling right now, but please try not to make things any worse than they already are.
He took my daughter. I want to file a complaint, and then I want you to go out there and you get that son of a bitch and you haul his ass in.
Writ of temporary custody, Ben. Signed this day, May 2nd, by the Honorable Albert T. Rifkin and executed in the county seat.
Rifkin? Was he one of your country club buddies or something? What the hell did you say about...
I can't believe this!
Single parent, Ben. Financially unstable. Alcoholic tendencies. wife who died under questionable circumstances. Wasn't a hard sell.
She's my daughter!
Yes, but in time we're hoping she'll overcome that handicap.
Hey! Where's she at? Where you got her?
I'm not an unreasonable man, Ben.
I'm fine. Back off.
Let him alone.
You... He can't do this! He can't do this to me!
It's your call, Judge.
You go near that girl in the next 72 hours, and this son of a bitch is going to slam you in jail so fast, you're going to make a solid boom. You get him the hell out of here.
He took my daughter! He just took her away from me!
How does it feel, Ben? Oh, how does it feel?
Leaving us, Mr. Wilson?
Just run into the Goodwill.
Can I carry something?
Got it, thanks. You haven't seen Oscar around, have you?
He mentioned something about going to do some business at the charter office, but he should be back soon. Why not wait?
Not that important. Heads up.
Perhaps you'd like to leave him a note. I'd be happy to see that he has it.
Thanks anyway.
I understand there was a mishap with Mr. Quish this morning and you came to his assistance.
A bunch of people did.
Well, we're certainly appreciating the fact that you did, as I'm sure he did. Did you have your chance to talk to you and Mr. Quish? What did he...
Oscar, I don't know his last name. He's one of your bus drivers.
Well, I tried to remember.
Listen, would you just tell him to call Ben Wilson over at the Appleton Hotel? Right, the Appleton Hotel. Yes. Thank you, Bob.
Looks like it's number 5.
Okay, here.
No, don't you even think about it. No. We're getting ready to sit down to supper. You want to join us?
Australia?
No, I got it covered. California, 1906. You should know this one. Oh. Hillary, you should know this one. Come on.
Why did you move out, Ben?
Hey, you only miss them when they're gone, right?
I never asked you to leave.
Yeah, well, that's because you never talked to me.
Well, maybe I was waiting for you. Maybe I wasn't allowed to speak first. So, how do you like your tea, Ben? Strong, I bet.
She sent me, didn't she? Madam Iovine, find out if I know, right?
We know you know, Ben. That's obvious. Question is, what are you going to do about it? It really is tea. Mildly euphoric, but it is. And better than what you were drinking before. We're just tourists, Ben. That's all. We're not going to harm you or anyone.
That's why Quish told me to leave.
He shouldn't have. It's against all the rules.
What rules?
The rules that say we can't talk about the rules.
Well, okay. Let's talk about you, Reeve. Who you are and who you aren't.
Well, who aren't we, Ben? Who do you think?
I'm sick of it, all right? I'm sick of your whole damn act. Now, if you came up here to drum up some little tea party, I ain't interested. But if you came up here to convince me not to talk, not to tell people what little I do know, then you damn well better start talking and start talking to me. And I do not mean in circles.
I want you to imagine something. I want you to think of a very different place that doesn't even exist in this imaginary world. All is grand. You don't need to work. You're never sick. You're never hungry. Never cold nor hot. You're healthy and safe from the day you're born. And until the day you die, nothing ever goes wrong. It's a grand world, Ben. Most perfect. And that's its one flaw. So, I told you what I imagined, Ben. Now you tell me what you imagined.
The future?
Oh, when you were watching at my door. Tell me what you imagined, Ben. And then let me show you what we can really do.
Party we seem to have had. All right. What did he say?
He knows where we're from. But he doesn't understand much else.
Oh, these bygoners just can't handle their tea, can they?
What about him?
Come along, please.
Oh. Oh. Just water, thank your lucky star.
Oh. Oh, God, I hurt.
Well, that's good.
Oh, that's good.
Well, proves you're alive. Can't tell by your pulse.
Remember what if there's still something. Something. Reeve.
Tourist girl.
Why? Can't I remember what they were talking? You're talking about a special spectacle. Oscar, what happened tonight?
Well, you tell me. Juicy bar first.
No, tonight. What happened? What time is it?
11:15.
Where are they? Where are the tourists? Are they here?
What, in a hotel? No, I didn't see them.
No, in town! Are they still in town?
Well, they're up at the inn, far as I know.
smell.
Shh.
It's not a meteor shower.
It peaks tonight. That's your big spectacle, Ben.
Oh, they're from the future, Oscar. They're here for something else, something bad.
Future? What?
I was in the doctor's office when that other tourist, Quish, came in. He got x-rayed.
You hang around the doctor's office a lot, Ben?
No, I'm serious. Look, they got passports. They carry these passports. And in them, they got these dates. Dates and places where they go to.
Look, I'm going
to
go for a little.
No, I'm serious. Hey, Ben, they're harmless. They're just tourists. They're not aliens. They're not anything else. They're just completely harmless.
Whoa.
What a magnificent sighting.
Grand. Simply grand.
Oh, Hillary.
Ben, what is it? What the hell is it?
All of the possible calls that you just spoke over in Green Glens. One caller to the station, an eyewitness apparently, said that it was a ball of fire falling out of the sky. But we have no official confirmation as of yet.
Hillary, what's happening?
Yeah. We woke up in this place.
Where's Hillary?
Then it was a gun off a crash.
Where's the gun?
Dad!
Hillary!
Oh,
find out for sure. Take my daughter.
No way,
Hey,
to the shelter.
You'll
be
okay. Let's just see what we can do. Come on.
Let's stay together now, everyone. Careful.
Oh, Ben, not now. There's just too much to see.
I tried to tell you. I did try.
California, 1906. That was the earthquake. Washington, 1980. That's why you had ash in your shoes. You'd just come from Mount St. Helens. What else? We got New Jersey, 1937. What was that? Is that a flood, tornado, what?
Mishap with a dirigible. Oh, yeah. Hindenburg Cross, yeah. You do it all over the place, don't you? You're on a tour of these things. I have work here. Retropology. I study the past firsthand, how things worked. Artifacts, architecture. You got some good shots in your head? You got some good pictures stored away up there, huh?
Tell me.
My psychographs are for historical purposes, nothing else.
Tell me, if there is a photo mat back home running a two-for-one deal, send me a set. Glossy finish. Because I just want a little keepsake for all this death and destruction.
We cannot become involved. Rule number one of the travel code, no contamination of native...
One more word out of you, Mr. Quish. And you'll be doing your research out of... Dustiel books.
We'll be moving on soon, leaving your time, your town. As far as any of us are concerned, you're just a bright young bygoner who happened to make some rather astute assumptions. We're willing to let it go at that, if you are. Coming, Clish? Grand, isn't it?
$100.
Hey, already take it.
I will give you $100 for this cut.
Well, you can lay there for a second.
Thank you.
So where have you been?
Fighting fires, saving lives, being a hero. Come here.
You feel like heading back home?
I want to stay here and help. If that's okay.
All right. I'll stay too.
Just go home and sleep, Dad. And get yourself cleaned up. You stink. Come back with me later.
Okay. Sure?
Yeah. Maybe in a couple hours.
Okay.
That my ears or your fingers?
Man, I never was any good. Carolyn tried to teach me, but
Gotta hand it to you. You had them pegged. Those tourists. Future. Who would have thought it?
Not me. Not me.
I mean, they look just like you or me. Well, better looking, of course, but still.
I think that was the point, Oscar, that they were you and me.
Well, how do you figure that?
Doesn't matter. They're gone. We're not. It's over.
They aren't.
Huh?
They aren't gone.
What are you talking? Rooms are empty. The beds are even made.
Well, did you come in the front or the back?
Oscar.
Yeah.
If they're still here. Grain mill. It's been shut down for years.
Well, I was just by here the other day with the tourists. Well, I didn't think anything of it. They just stopped and looked around.
Didn't I see binoculars on your bus?
Yeah.
Go get them. Well, I gotta get in there and see what they're seeing.
Mr. Wilson.
Move.
No.
Thank you.
give us some information?
No, just leave! Everybody! Everybody leave! Please! Get out of here! Get away from this place! Hillary!
They're all upstairs. I tried to listen, but couldn't hear what they were saying. I just figure they're going to kill us. Door's locked.
And so, clearly, it was the doings of Mr. Quish that resulted in the actual contamination. It was he who violated the travel code.
And it was Quish who chose to take lodging with bygoners. That was his decision.
That was the result of an unlikely set of circumstances.
Whose decision was it?
Mine. The decision was mine.
Hillary?
Let my daughter die.
Your daughter perished, but you survived. That much, at least, is as it should be. The rest of this is an unexpected permutation.
This is not as serious as it seems. We've recovered the remains. What other evidence is there? We leave behind only innuendo, stories.
And dead bodies. I don't believe this. You could have done something. You watched.
Done something?
Yeah, like warned it.
I'm not going to get into this too deeply with you, Mr. Wilson, but seeing as how you're already contaminated, listen closely and try to understand. We do not alter the past. That would destabilize our timescape, and we won't allow that because...
Because it's a perfect world.
Right?
Because we enjoy things as they are. Yet we found in early dabbling that time was not the fragile thing that many assumed that it would be. It's quite resilient, really. That's why it is that we can allow these tours, but what we cannot allow is involvement in issues of life and death. Now, these are things that we can only watch as they sort themselves out. You understand?
Is that why you left me in the hotel?
You went there of free will.
You had me drugged to make sure I'd stay there.
Uh-huh. What was I?
Somebody you just did a folk dance with.
Maybe I wasn't even that. Maybe I was just some face in some old photograph. Oh, some painting on a museum wall.
No, I never meant to leave you there. I didn't
know. Hey, nobody cares. Nobody cares what happens to us. We're just bygoners, right? Rotting away in our graves before you were even born. Well, let me, I've got news for you. In this timescape, we're alive and you are the ones that are dead.
You're dead because you don't feel. You're dead because you're so goddamn bored with your own world that you gotta come to ours to be disaster groupies.
Passports, please. Moving ahead to February 12th, 1999.
Moving on. Now, you must remember that the Mardi Gras fire takes place in New Orleans, so we all have to be up. Yes, a little laughter. Remember now, everyone happy. Good girl. Life is grand. Moving on. Practice. All right, everyone. Moving on.
And I know it seems so fixed, so unalterable, but there are really only two things anyone must do in life, and that's die and live until you die. The rest is up to you. I'll try not to forget you. It's hard, but I'll try.
Breathe. Come along, Reese.
What you got there?
Passport. Quish's passport.
What's that? Oh my, looky there.
See, it's really a machine. Question is, how do we get it to work?
Question is, why do you care? You don't want to go where those Fruit Loops went.
Gotta read the date somehow. Does it feel the imprint when it gets stamped, maybe? Then turns the imprint into instructions.
Don't fuss with it.
When it gets stamped.
What's the date?
That is nothing like what they use. That had to cost all of $2.39 at the dime store. May 2, that's yesterday.
That's right.
And secondly, all of these pages have destinations. You got a stamp for that, too?
I'm at my destination.
Then this is not going to work.
So why are you stopping me?
Phone working? I should have checked in a while ago.
Hey, man. I'm not holding it. I think I'm not holding it right. That's all. She wouldn't give me something. It didn't work.
Come on, come on. Somebody be there.
Would be trouble. Always a step behind you people, always psychographing the most false, ludicrous things. Small! Hurry! You warned him. I know that you did, and now we have to find him before he destabilizes everything. Go into town. Find his vehicle and hurry. Go! Quickly, go! We haven't long before the spectacle. Hurry!
What are you waiting for?
Local constabulary, Ben. From the sound of things, we won't be long.
No, wait a second. I'm not trying to take her back. I'm trying to get her away from here.
Anyone at the station can babysit tonight?
Sheriff's station.
Hey!
No, wait.
Let him go!
You can't take me there. I mean, just not there. Not tonight.
Leave him alone!
Wait a minute.
I told you this afternoon what would happen if you showed your face around here again, Ben.
Please, let me... Please, please.
All right, let him have your say.
In a few hours, there won't be any police station, and there won't be any hotel. There's not going to be anything at all.
And why is that?
A meteorite. It's going to bury the west half of Main Street just after 11 o'clock tonight.
A meteorite?
Don't ask me how I know.
I wouldn't dream of it.
It's going to happen. It will.
Yeah, come on. Less mouth, more feet.
Dad!
Hillary!
Dad!
Get away from here! Get away from this place!
Hillary.
What did he mean?
You go back inside now.
What did he mean by that?
It's over. It's all over.
Oh, God. We are not going to spend the whole night here, are we?
No.
We're not? I get off at midnight. Never gave me a phone call. I get one phone call. I get one phone call, right?
Lawyer's not gonna help you, not this time of night.
I want the phone! Now! Yeah.
Hello?
You gotta do something for me. Who is this, Oscar? I'm across the street. Sheriff's station.
Talk to me, Ben.
I'm gonna talk to you. Warn you. Tonight. Yeah. Ben, are you listening to me?
Please talk to me.
Yeah, I'm listening. I'm listening. I don't know who you are.
You gotta get over here. Just get over here. Right now. I can't explain, but you gotta trust me. Ben?
Yeah, I'll see what I can do.
No, you don't see about anything. You won't drink the tea either. She's making the tea, Ben. Please don't drink the tea. Don't drink the tea. Just get out of there. Just get your keys. Just get you the keys to the truck. Just get out. Walk out of there. And just get your ass over here before your daughter has to die all over again. You got that? Ben! On my way. 45, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50.
Okay, what can I do for... What dog shit is this?
You tell me. Somebody called me, said they want to talk to me about my daughters.
Don't move.
What?
Who moved?
I turned. I was here. I
just
turned over.
Just don't move.
I'm...
Still here.
All right, Dini. I don't know how you got out of there, but I do know how you're going back in.
Come on. What is this? This Caldwell do this, or you dream this one up all by yourself?
Right. You got a problem with the presidential suite. Move on to the honeymoon. What the?
You get the keys. Now open the door. Go down, open the door.
Tell me what's going on here.
We're breaking out of jail, Ben. Come on.
Why do you look like me?
Oh, Christ, just think about it for 2 seconds, and then you'll figure it out. But go, unlock the door while you're thinking, okay?
Tourists, wait a minute. This is something to do with...
Remember the passports? I used one to come back. So I'm you, you're me, and this guy is tougher than he looks. Don't help. Whatever you do, don't help him.
How come we can both be in the same place at the same time?
Fuck the physics, Ben! By the time you figure out whether it's possible or not, we're going to be dead. Twice! Let's get the hell out of here.
Great. Now get the truck.
Hurry up. Let's go. I'll drive. All right?
All right. Go ahead. You drive.
My truck.
Meteor. That's it? That's the spectacle?
Yeah. 11:07. That's when it hits.
So what are we doing?
We're getting Hillary.
What about everybody else?
Stop right here. This is far enough.
You're better off here.
Trust me. Okay, let's go.
Caldwell.
Never answered me.
About what?
How many people are going to die? 5? 50? Come on. Tell me how many.
Census take. The whole west end of town was it.
The whole west?
Yeah. You going to drive?
So we just grab Hillary and run. We don't tell anyone else.
I tried to talk to Caldwell and wound up in a cozy little room at Ground Zero, all right?
But wait, let's just think this through first. Nothing happens to Hillary tonight. It's tomorrow that
we're... Wrong, we worry now, tonight.
But if it's the gas explosion, if...
You haven't seen what I've seen. You haven't seen a goddamn thing yet. And if you had, you wouldn't be taking chances with
her life. Who said I was taking chances?
Just pull over. I'm driving.
Where? Straight to Caldwell's and straight out of town?
You don't have the guts to do it.
Huh?
I do.
Pull over. I'm not saying we shouldn't go get her. I didn't say that. I'm just saying that you... Wait a minute. Are you calling me a
coward? Oh, what? You gonna deny it? You gonna deny it to me?
Oh, yeah. Beautiful. This is the guy who bailed out on his dying wife.
I was going for help. You were running, man. Town was north. You ran south and they saw... And now it's happening all over again. Well, this time it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen because you're going to stick it out to the end. You got that. The end. All the way, Benny.
This is the most fucked up thing I've ever done.
All right, you got a better idea? Some brilliant plan to save everybody. Let's hear it. No, I don't. I knew you didn't. I don't know what to do about it.
Oh, man. But whatever we do, better do it pretty damn fast.
Caldwell.
Look, I'm down here at the station. Deputy's MIA, and so's Wilson.
Just a minute. Just a minute. He escaped?
Unless they went out for Skittles and beer, yeah.
Oh, Christ. Ben. How long ago?
Hard to say. Could be headed up your way. You want me to come up?
Don't bother. We won't be here. Get Hillary.
Come on.
What in the name of God is that?
Another minute. Yeah, let's all just wait right here.
Get out of my way. Let me up.
Let her through. Let her through. Let her.
Dad! Dad!
Is that what this is all about? Your daughter and the judge?
Let me through. Let me through.
Upsy daisy. All right, Ben. It's all right.
What the hell is going on up here now? My second yes, right after Quasimodo. So what's it all about, Ben? You got a grievance? Air it. Hell, is there a reason to wait till next week? We could have our hearing right now, Ben. Huh? Now tell us something, Ben, otherwise we're all going back to bed.
It's going to be loud. It's going to be scary. It's going to sound like the end of everything we know.
I mean, you got a joke? The story. Hey, I know. Tell us the one about your premonition. You remember that, don't you, huh? The one where the sky is falling.
It seems that Ben here thinks we're going to be visited by calamity. What was it, an asteroid, Ben?
No. Meteorite.
Yeah, it shall fall from the heaven and smite this very spot.
Oscar, what time you got?
It's time to settle, Ben. You're here, I'm here. Jury of our peers. Hell, jury of half the goddamn county.
Just what is it you want to say?
Hold on. You just hold on.
You just hold on to me. You just hold on to me. We're going to make it.
Everybody, just hold on.
tell him not to school. Anyone but the school. They'll listen to you now.
God Almighty, did you see? The hotel. It's just not there.
Good to see you, Sue. Real good to see you.
Still deaths, Mr. Wilson.
I figured there had to be. Some. So where are they, all your pals?
Well, the tour's been canceled. In fact, all tours have been suspended pending a decision.
On?
On whether or not to destabilize this destabilization. Didn't it occur to you that we can correct all this? That we can go back to yesterday and do this all again if we choose? If we find that this has changed our world, we can paint right over this timescape. We can make it never happen.
But you won't.
No.
Would we be standing here talking about it if it never happened? Here's another one for you that you want. Maybe we did change your world tonight. Maybe we made it a little less perfect, a little less grand. Maybe, just maybe, you liked it a little bit more.
Remarkable thought.
Not bad for a bygone.
Mr. Wilson, why don't you come along with me and I'll take you back where you belong. Tomorrow.
You worried I'll screw something else up?
There is a purpose to time, you know. Keeps everything from happening all at once.
Screw up on them. What are friends for, right?
that Oscar would come. Maybe he'd even stay inside this time. Dad? Dad?